Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. Davis.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah, you can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. NCAA football. Over the weekend, Michigan State finally, somebody took down Ohio State, and it was the Michigan State Spartans. And when they took them down, because it seemed like it all fell apart after the game.
Yeah, you got crazy boy talking about the coaches don't know what they're doing, and I'm going pro. Really? Why they do that? And then apparently Cardell said the same thing, he going pro.
Yeah.
What?
Ezekiel Elliott showed why you should never put a camera and a microphone in front of someone after they lose a game like that.
Right.
Because
19-year-old, 20-year-old, yeah.
His immaturity showed as he went on a little rant. I mean, he wasn't like, you know, fussing as he was talking, but he was very calm, but just the things he said, like, you know, questioning the play calling and... He should have got more carries. He thinks he deserves more carries. And he ended it up by saying, and this was my last game at the Shoe. I don't see myself coming back.
Apparently this ship is no better than the ship that Urban had when he was at Florida. You know, the guy just, like, early this, like, what, about the end of the summer, put out that article on how it was pretty much a disarray in Florida when they was winning the championship.
Right.
This ship seems to be running the same way. I tried to call you because I was like, Lord, is Urban going to have another heart attack and wind up quitting?
Let me tell you, all day Sunday, I was looking at, like, one, you know how they call it, the memes or meme, whatever they call it. All day Sunday on Twitter, there was this one picture where he's holding his chest and he's got this bad look on his face and it's, oh, my heart, like he's gonna retire again.
Yeah, Sanford and Son.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, Lord, is it gonna be another heart attack and then he gonna wind up leaving and going God knows where, or is he gonna stick this one out? Because this sounds just like when the last like that article that behind the scenes this program is in disarray and he got them running it thinking they too highly of themselves, because you rarely see players just call out, I don't think we ran the right plays, even if they say that in private. They just don't say that in public.
And I really don't like, I mean, I understand Ezekiel Elliott's the number one rated back coming into this year's draft. I understand that. But I really don't like him and Cardale Jones announcing after a loss, after their first loss of the year, let's go ahead and announce that we're going pro. Like, that, you know, let's just take this.
Fancy.
Yeah.
And to the game. Well, we already been saying, Michigan, then they're going to lose to Michigan too. Them the two games we already said where they ain't played Michigan State or Michigan.
Yeah.
They're going to lose to Michigan too. What? And then, you know, them guys probably, the rest of the guys be like, well, they probably don't even care because they talking about they going pro anyway.
Right.
Ain't got nothing to play for because y'all not going to the Final Four. Oh, well.
Yeah, and speaking of the Final Four, it seems like it's picking up speed as far as kind of falling into place. I think just going off a remaining schedule, I think Alabama and Clemson are firmly in. I mean, you know, stranger things have happened, but
Because I don't see Florida beating them in the SEC championship, which I didn't see that anyway. Now, if we didn't have Treon as a quarterback, I would say, yeah, we could beat them. But Treon terrible. I mean, that boy is terrible. And he getting worse. And I'm losing a little disrespect, a little respect for McElwain, because he had the audacity to say that boy was getting better. Well, if that's what you call getting better, I'm confused.
All
right, I'm
sorry. Okay. So Alabama and Clemson. And then the last two spots, it's anybody's guess. If Iowa wins out and they win the Big Ten, they have a shot. You got Notre Dame, Oklahoma.
That's going to upset Notre Dame. Oklahoma got a pretty good shot.
You calling Stanford over Notre Dame?
Yeah, I'm calling them.
Okay.
They would love nothing more than to ruin their chances since they know they out after that loss to Oregon.
Yeah. And in other news, another program kind of in disarray at the moment, LSU. A lot of chatter that Les Miles might be on his way out and the decision could come. And by the way, the last 2 weeks, we have spoken it into existence on things. So I'm fully expecting, you know, as soon as we get done recording, that Les Miles will be fired, and I'll have to put another disclaimer out.
Yeah, it have been going down like that every time we talk about these people. The next thing I get is a text from you saying, "Well, such and such didn't make it."
Right, he's gone.
Les.
It's
time for something new anyway. A lot of these SEC teams, it's time for a new regime. And, you know, it's nice when people can last a long time, but it's time.
Right. Well, as far as replacing him, a lot of chatter that if Chip Kelly is let go in Philadelphia, he could end up in that
move. Well, which looks highly likely. If he ain't let go, he should have enough sense to walk away, because you're not good at the... See, it's some kind of misconception that there are coaching tiers, and if you can make it to the NFL, that means you're a good coach. No. If you're a good high school coach, you're a good high school coach. That don't mean that you're going to be able to coach in college.
Right.
You're a good college coach, that you're a good college coach and recruiter, or got good recruiters around you, and that's what you're good at. That does not mean you're going to be able to manage grown men who are making more or as much money as you. So...
And to be quite honest, his offense is not necessarily working for him in the NFL against NFL defenses. And no offense to anybody else in the country, but if he comes to the SEC, he's playing against NFL defenses again. And I don't know that his offense will be that successful.
Well, because when you're talking about NFL defense, most of these guys have experience. And all of them are going to be fast. He might have some success because, you know, they didn't think Urban would have success. But Tebow then was running all over people.
Yeah.
So just because that tempo, when you watch Baylor, I mean, they run their offense so fast, like the defense wasn't even getting a set, and they was getting third and threes with ease.
Right.
So he might have some success, but... I don't know. He probably won't be in Philly long.
Well,
that's probably gonna be in LSU next year. He always gonna get fired. That's always a rumor.
Yeah, that's every year. It don't matter. And they're playing in bowl games. They're winning big games. I mean, they have a lot of success down there. He's always on the hot seat. I hope this. If they do let him go, I hope he finds another job, probably in maybe Miami. You know, go somewhere, get that program running, come back to Death Valley at an away game, and just beat the devil out of all those LSU Tigers. I mean, just tear them up and get you a handful of grass on your way out.
That's a mess. yeah. TCU still got to play Baylor.
Yeah.
These games should be this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got TCU, Baylor, we got Stanford, Notre Dame.
If Oklahoma doesn't get in, I don't see a Big 12 team getting in.
Well, Probably not.
I just don't see it.
Probably not. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
The committee gonna have fun with this one because something silly gonna happen. Stuff that we didn't foresee, like Florida beating Alabama, or something really stupid.
Yeah.
Not trying to pump up the Gators, but something really crazy, and you'll be like, "Well, we didn't see that coming."
Or Auburn winning the Iron Bowl.
Yes.
And Ole Miss winning the Egg Bowl. And Ole Miss going to Atlanta, and me and you sitting in Georgia Dome watching.
If we're going to make our way then.
That's right.
I'm going to have to give up $320 for a ticket.
Yes, Lord. Well, we kind of touched on Chip Kelly a little bit going to LSU, so let's keep him with the NFL. Just kind of going right into it. Over the weekend, Brock Osweiler looked pretty good in the Broncos win against the Bears. Now, it was the Bears without Alshon Jeffrey, you know, got a lot of injuries, so they're not as good. Alshon Jeffrey's out. Matt Forte was out. So, it was the Bears, but wasn't the Bears. But still, he didn't have to play against the offense. He played against that defense, which hadn't been that great this year. But for a backup to Peyton Manning, I thought he came out. He was very, you know, very poised. He didn't have all his weapons as well. He had a couple of injuries on their side. And they got their first quarter touchdown of the season. Hey, Manning hadn't got a touchdown all year in the first quarter, so.
Can I just say this?
What's that?
The NFL really ain't been that good overall to me. This season has been full of marred with injuries and it's just like, again, the Patriots gonna go 16 or whatever and then lose. I'm still going with that. Atlanta started hot. Now they fizzling and losing the people they shouldn't be losing to. Green Bay don't look as good as they should. But this, you know, we thought they would.
You're talking about the Patriots going 16-0. The Panthers. Panthers are 10-0.
Carolina, but again, they one injury away, i.e. the quarterback getting hurt because he carrying them.
Yeah, I don't think they could have another injury to the receiving corps.
Right. And with the running and stuff, that at some point, somebody's going to be like, all right, Cam not going to beat us. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is, but there's some pretty good defenses out there that can probably do that and man up on the receivers. I don't know. This season just haven't been good, and it's not just because the 49ers are garbage, but speaking of 49ers, how about we don't put that boy on IR, which means he's not playing again.
Yeah, he's going to go ahead and have shoulder surgery.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah, go sit down somewhere. We probably won't see him again ever.
Yeah, can we move him on to a...
Well, who we want to draft? Look, we just transitioning.
Yeah, let's see.
The
I don't know. At one time, I really liked the boy from California, but he hadn't done much the last couple weeks. He's been kind of struggling.
But I'm going to tell you who I do like. I like this Washington kid from Oklahoma State, the wide receiver.
Yes. Yes.
Even though we haven't had nobody throwing the ball.
Man, but if they can just get it somewhere near him, he can make a play.
Right. I like him. I did like the TCU big wide receiver, but he injury prone because they started rattling off. He had ankle injury. Then he had shoulder injury. Then he had broke his, hurt his, I think he broke his ankle.
Right.
No, his wrist. Which it wasn't his fault on that one. I saw the guy fall on him, and I was like, that don't look good. Yeah. Okay, I'll have to think about that. Because we probably going to be the worst team. Is there anybody out there worse?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, the Ravens are falling apart. And they're going to be right there for the worst record because Joe Flacco tore his ACL over the season. Over this past weekend. On the last series, tore his ACL. And, you know, they're already without Steve Smith, their number one wide receiver. Perryman hadn't played, another wide receiver on the team hadn't played a game this year, I don't believe. Justin Forsett, the running back, is out for the year. He broke his arm. So, yeah, the Ravens are going to be right there with us. Isn't that funny? Just 2 years ago, it was us and them playing against each other in the Super Bowl. Yeah, and now we're going to be fighting for the number one pick.
We're going to be fighting. They probably got a better chance of winning than we do. We're terrible.
Let's just hope we win that one. They can't turn the lights out on the number one pick to let us come back. Well, I think that's going to bring us to our first break. On the other side, we'll jump into a little Empire and Scandal. Yes. And much more as we return. This has been the Mac and T Show.
What time is it? What time is it?
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. Empire. This week's episode really focused on Lucia still trying to get Hakeem back. Yeah, the worst rap battle of all time took place in this episode. It started out with Lucius, you know, basically introducing Freda Gats to the world with her debut song "Shots Fired," which was just a big diss rap, big diss song at Hakeem. She made lyrics such as "Cry to your mother because you're not as good as your brother." She then calls him "Daddy's little girl."
That's the
man. Oh, Lord Jesus. So Hakeem is off, you know, lovey-dovey with his little Latina sensation, Laura. They're, you know, getting ready to do the dirty, and she informs him that she's a virgin. And, you know, right as they're getting ready to start doing their thing, he gets word about Frida's song, then he announces to the world that he's challenging her to a rap battle, and you know that's what we get at the end of the episode. Let's see, Jamal is in talks to be the spokesperson for Pepsi, I guess. You know, they're gonna use his song or whatever. It's him and like 10 other artists that they're considering, so he's got to really make this song great, which he winds up having Cookie help him, so he has a little bit of Cookie, a little bit of Lucius. Not that they were happy about it, but he didn't give them much of a choice. Anika is pregnant.
I bet something.
And as much money as Empire's making, they could have got her something better than that dollar store pregnancy test that they made her use in this episode.
Stop it.
But anyway.
How much did they show of it?
Just her looking at it, basically.
Oh, okay.
And I guess, you know, she assumes it's Hakeem's. I mean, I don't know that she's been with anybody else at this point.
They haven't showed her being with anybody else.
Right.
Because she turned down the guy Lucius' enemy. She turned him down when he was making passes at her.
Right. She goes to tell Hakeem later on in the episode, and he basically breaks into this, before she could even say anything, he breaks into this, how he's all in love, and he appreciates, you know, her being there for him and all this, but he's in love with this Laura, and, you know, he really feels it this time, blah, blah, blah.
He always in love with something. Boy, sit Joanne down somewhere. She should have just told him. She's pregnant, and then go and kick. Well,
never mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. The secret song, you know, with, like I said, Jamal going after his, making his song for Pepsi. He is hiding it from Lucius that he's working with Cookie on the side. if I, you know, they, eventually he's found out and they have a big argument about it, but ultimately he didn't really give him a choice. They basically, like I said, he's going to use a little bit of Cookie, a little bit of Lucius, and eventually he gets the Pepsi contract where he's going to be the, his song's going to be the song of the commercial or whatever. Let's see. Anika runs into Rhonda at the gym, and basically pregnancy talk comes up, and she tell Rhonda is the oldest son's wife.
Right.
She tells Anika that Lucius just basically loves pregnancy, and has treated her like gold.
Recognized and came over. Yeah.
And never was very friendly to her, and just is treating her like she's just royalty now that her and Dre are expecting. So that's what leads Anika to go tell Hakeem, but she never gets to tell Hakeem. And Hakeem shut that down.
I don't know what she thinks. Come on. He is not going to have any kind of warm feeling towards you that got pregnant with his son. Right. I don't care. Come on. Go ahead.
The rap battle that never was, because I don't call that a rap battle, I'm sorry. Hakeem basically sings and panders to the crowd throughout the whole thing instead of rap. Hakeem.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, can he sing? I heard what that's
like. Yeah. He can. And it was kind of the idea that he got from Jamal the night before when they were discussing it. Because Jamal was basically telling you, if you go in there with a rap battle, Frida's gonna beat you down.
Beat you up.
Yeah, Frida's gonna kill you. So he basically took his advice and
he did the same thing that Jamal did when that rapper called Jamal out. Remember when he went down to the underground thing, sang him under the same.
Basically the same exact thing, but it was it's a little more drawn out than the quick get up there. Take him down and be done. They went at each other pretty good. So he winds up winning the rap battle. And in the middle of the rap battle, he basically denounces his last name. And he tells people, call him Hakeem from now on. And he goes, and there's this, lights with their names, Hakeem Lion and Frida Gats. He takes a bat and smashes the lion part, where the lion part is no longer visible.
Can you just tell me this? Why is he so angry with his father?
I can't remember. I mean, I really...
I don't know. He got mad. Oh, I forgot. Last year, he sent that girl he was in love with, that old lady, off.
Yes, and he didn't get the empire. He gave it to Jamal. So it was like a whole bunch of things in a row.
He was mad about him sending that girl off, paying that girl off.
That's right.
I forgot. I was like, what? He's so mad.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
Well, while the rap battle's going on and he smashes his last name in, Lucius has another flashback where he's as a child. He's laying. He wakes up from being asleep and he looks up and there's this big statue of a lion above him. And he's staring at it and he just kind of has this little look in his eyes looking up at the lion, which basically... I think we already kind of got a hint of it. I think at one point this season, I think it was during the trial, maybe, where they actually said his real name, because Lucius Lyon is not his real name.
Right, he said it before, whatever it was.
So, basically that kind of shows you where he got the idea to change his name.
Okay.
So basically, let's see. After the rap battle, they're having a big celebration at Leviticus. Cookie's happy to have all her boys back together, even if it's just for that one night. You can tell Lucius over there pouting. And then, Cookie gets a surprise visit from her sister, Candace, played by Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica, I need to stop having facelift spots.
Yes, because she's had a lot of work done, Jesus.
Welcome in.
So, she informs Cookie that their other sister, Carol, played by Tasha Smith, has gone AWOL and left Candace with her kids. Basically with a note saying that, you know, Cookie and Jamel, this is their fault, but I gotta go, and I don't know what's going on there. I guess we will find out. Hakeem walks Laura to her car. His little Latina lover walks her to her car outside. And as we see, she's driven off. Her driver looks in the mirror, says, "Where to?" And as you see in the mirror, you see that it's Anika with a blonde wig on. So she drives off. Yeah, so we don't know what happened to her.
What's wrong with Anika?
Is she going crazy?
That's terrible. Look, son, I'm married. I'm pregnant. You the only guy I've been with. You want to go on more? We can do that.
Right.
Really nothing good going to come of this. Maybe Kim has something to throw in the daddy's face some more, because that just ain't no good look.
It's going to be interesting where they go with it. There's only one episode left, and then you got the fall finale. So,
Lord, please don't let it be 2 hours. That mess Fraser last year.
Yeah, and it just seemed like it kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. Our other weekly show, Scandal, had their fall finale episode, and basically, it's one big episode to show Shonda Rhimes' view on Planned Parenthood. Throughout the episode, Millie, I can't think of the president's wife's name. Millie. Yes, she is filibustering in Congress the day before Christmas now. Filibustering. And because she doesn't want a bill to pass that might curb the funding for Planned Parenthood. So she's in there just to filibuster in a way. Let's see. While that's going on, it also has a part, toward the middle of the episode, we see Olivia in a hospital. Presumably, it is not told to us, but presumably,
she is having an abortion, and I don't
appreciate it.
I don't like it.
In the episode, as the gospel version of Silent Night plays, Pope's villainous father, Eli Pope, gives a speech, and he's still with Huck, because Huck has him hemmed up. He gives a speech about how family makes people weak, saying, "Family doesn't complete you, it destroys you." While he speaks, viewers are shown images of Olivia undergoing a medical procedure, what looks like an abortion. The scene ends with a shot of Pope's face, eyes open. Later, in an emotional fight with Fitz, Pope ends their relationship without telling him what she's done. As the episode ends, she's shown relaxing in her home, smiling with a glass of wine. Because the characters never say what happened, viewers, we don't really know whether or not it was truly an abortion or whether it was even Fitz's baby. But, you know, all the implications were clear.
Well, who else baby is it? She done been gone down with the little plant that Pope put in there. Right. She ain't been sleeping with him that we know of. He been missing anyway.
Yeah.
Boy, he dead from when Pope was killing all them people. I said it again. She in love with power. She is not in love with the president.
Right.
She loves his power. And maybe he's starting to see that. Because it ain't about him. It's about his power.
Let's see. Those kind of scenes were pretty rare for a network television show like ABC. It doesn't really show characters choosing to end pregnancies through abortion like that. I mean, they have moments where on episodes where there's, it's implied that they did it, but they never actually show it like they actually showed her going through the process.
The thing is, what is Rhonda trying to, whatever name is,
Shonda Rhimes. Yeah.
What is your point?
She clearly has a pro-choice viewpoint, and she's speaking strongly with this episode. I guess the episode really does.
Why do you got to get pregnant and do away with the baby?
I don't know, but I mean, I guess it kind of hit home probably for a lot of people right now, especially with the election debates going on, and you know.
I get that, but as far as storytelling, I get putting whatever your view is in there. That's fine.
Right.
What do we gain from what do we get from Olivia having an abortion?
I don't know. We're gonna have to wait.
The point is that Olivia loves power more than him, because if she was really in love with him, she would not have done away with that baby.
Right. We're gonna have to wait till February 11th to find out. Cause they on the hiatus. So yeah, they're gonna go through 2 months of people questioning whether it was the right move to do all that.
She need to do something, because people watching it, but it ain't as good as it was when it started.
I'm gonna be interested to see what they do with it. Just because that is such a sensitive topic, and for them to be so very graphic about it, whether they actually said it or not, which they didn't, it was all implied. But for them to be so all in on it, don't know.
Well,
don't know what to think.
ABC be posting little things. The views on this commentary on this show is not necessarily the views of ABC Network such and such and such and such.
Right. Well, I think that's gonna be our show for today. Wait a minute, I'm being told no.
No, we got one more thing to talk about. How many wins we think Golden State gonna get before they lose?
Oh my gosh. I wanted the Bulls to beat them the other night, and they showed a valiant effort.
Yeah, a lot of people have been valiantly efforting.
Do they play on Christmas Day?
If they don't play on Christmas Day, I don't know what him. Hold on, I can tell you in a second.
If they play on Christmas Day, I am going to throw it out there.
They do not. Yes, they play Cleveland. That could be the Christmas Day game. That could be the game.
I'm going to predict.
Brian, they got like 20 games before that.
I'm predicting they're going to shatter my Bulls record. And go on a lengthy winning streak until Christmas Day, where I don't know what to call LeBron. I don't even want him to be the one to do this. But I'm gonna say that Kyrie Irving's gonna come back. They're gonna be at full force, and they're gonna be the ones to stop the winning streak.
Well, that would mean they'll be like 33-0,
which will be utterly ridiculous.
Because they gonna beat the Lakers to get the Lakers terrible. They gonna beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
Then they got the Suns, the Kings, Jazz, New Orleans. Like I don't even see why they. I mean, they gonna lose. They probably gonna lose before Cleveland just because. But that would be nice for them to go into Cleveland undefeated. They playing with a chip on their shoulder. I like it. I told all the people that kept, let me not say all the people, all the Clippers and the ignorant, oh, they didn't get to play us. Yeah, guess what? It wasn't going to matter. Y'all had y'all little lead once again last week. What happened? 1 minute ago, y'all blew it.
Yes, Lord. So, yeah, that's my prediction. Hopefully it happens sooner. But that's my prediction. They're going to win. They're going to lose on Christmas Day.
Ugh, I can't stand. I don't like
me. Me either. Well, that's going to be our show for today. As always, I am Brian McKay, and I am with...
Brian McKay. T. It's great to be in Florida Gator Davis.
Even though y'all almost lost to FAU.
Almost does not count, but it's important to shoot and hand grenades. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. This has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.